Tuesday morning, Las Vegas. This is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV. You're waking up with the sun. I'm Ray Brewer alongside UNLV beat writer extraordinaire Taylor Byrne, TB, I like to call him, and Case Kiefer, our UFC sports gambling and tired traveler. He just got back from a Thanksgiving trip with his family in Alabama, went to the Iron Bowl, and I guess saw some quote-unquote real football from at least one of the two teams.
Yeah, not real football from Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn just absolutely terrible. They're on UNLV level.
Which brings me into the question of the day. Gene Chizik, the Auburn coach, is fired. They pay him out $7.5 million. They didn't win an SEC game this year. They were awful. They lost by 49 points to Alabama without Cam Newton. Chizik is virtually a bum.
Not to get off the subject, but how crazy is it the way they're going to pay him? I saw it's $48,000 for the next 155 weeks. That's pretty nice. I'd take it.
Would you take – let me ask you this. Would you want the 7.5 straight up, or would you want the 48K weekly?
Oh, no, I'd take that weekly.
I'd take the weekly, I think.
That's just an amazing thing to get to every Friday or, you know, when whatever the determined payday it is. Like, what if it was just you got paid Wednesday? Like, Wednesday is immediately my favorite day of the week for the rest of my life.
Every single week.
And then just think he'll get a job either as a head coach or an assistant somewhere. Maybe he takes a year off, but he's back in it. So that's just cherry.
That's so much money.
You wouldn't want to take that just straight up?
None of these guys can ever stay away. I think I wouldn't want to go jump in and be a coordinator right away, but I know that he will.
You don't think he'll take a year off?
Maybe he'll take a year off, but I think I would be taking more than a year off. I knew I was getting
$48,000. I'm not doing a thing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, here's the deal,
because you can
though.
Just put that away. Let it build on itself.
Yeah, exactly.
These football coaches are competitive and – you know, he's got a bad taste in his mouth. He wants to prove that he's not the winless in the SEC.
Yeah, you know what he can do with that? Just show him the ring. All right? It's absurd that a guy who won a national title 2 years ago is fired when you have to pay him that much to make him go away.
I know.
It's ridiculous. And I know Case Kiefer was interviewed by local media when he was down there trying to have dinner.
Channel 42. I got to go check out and see if they posted it.
So Channel 42 in Birmingham?
In Birmingham, yeah.
Wanted some on-the-street reaction to Gene Chizik.
Yeah, on-the-street reaction. They just walk in, I'm eating dinner, and they're like, hey, are you an Auburn fan? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, do you know about the Gene Chizik situation? They're like, yeah. Do you have a few minutes? I was like, well, I guess. They just start firing away asking me about Gene Chizik.
Did you tell them you were a TV personality in Las Vegas?
I didn't, but of course I was with my family. And when they're trying to find out who to interview, my mom's like, oh, my son's a sports writer in Las Vegas.
That's exactly what your mom sounds
like. Yeah, probably.
Like,
so then they probably figured that I would give good answers. And I felt like I wasn't terrible. Because I know the situation. You know I love SEC football. I follow it religiously about. So I was familiar with the situation. And I feel like I answered their questions okay.
All right. Well, speaking of familiar with the situation, this is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. Segueing nicely to the UNLV football situation. Don't know if I'm surprised that UNLV lost to Hawaii. It was their 22nd straight loss dating back to November 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
22nd straight loss on the road.
On the road. I apologize. On the road. I think what I was surprised with was the way they lost. Absolutely humiliated in every fashion in the game. Blowout loss to an awful Hawaii team. They ranked 120th in offense and scored in points allowed in the whole nine yards. A very bad team, and they thoroughly beat UNLV. It was like Bishop Gorman playing Rancho High, and if you know anything about local sports, that's the has against the has-nots. And Bobby Houck, 6 wins, 3 years. We talked about Gene Chizik getting the axe. Taylor Byrne, everybody's calling for Coach Houck. And I think there's definitely valid reasons to look another way.
Yeah, I think that game Saturday gave you every reason that you would possibly need. Going back to now, this is my first season on the football beat, so I only knew, you know, didn't experience UNLV's history on the gridiron, but just know of it. And I came into this year thinking, you know, this isn't Bobby fighting for his job unless everything goes wrong. Well, basically everything went wrong this year. Like, they even as bad as they were coming into the last four games of the year, you had what were on paper winnable matchups that you could do something with. And and their only two wins this year were both against triple option teams. Anybody who could throw it even a little bit beat them. And in the case of Hawaii, I mean, Hawaii was down six defensive linemen from what they started with at the beginning of the year. They couldn't stop anybody from rushing the ball. And UNLV didn't score, I think, until like late in the third quarter. And that was a field goal. Like, they just got mauled by a team that most people agreed was probably the worst in the country.
He drilled that field goal, though. Dead center.
Good for him. Good for Nolan. Like, it's just, this was pathetic in every sense of the word. Just not showing up at all, which, you know, at the end of a bad year, you know, traveling that far and all that, I guess shouldn't be that surprising, except for the fact that Hawaii has just been awful this year. Awful.
The question is now, Taylor, was this the straw that broke the camel's back? Of a lot of alumni, a lot of boosters are saying that Bobby's had his 3 years. Well, it looked semi-promising this year, the way they finished with the losses at Hawaii, Colorado State, two winnable games. Just doesn't justify giving him another chance. And even though he's got 2 years left on his contract through 2014, and even though some folks are under the assumption that UNLV is hurting financially and bringing in a new coach and getting rid of a current coach and his staff might not be possible, that it just needs to be done, that you can't justify bringing a guy back for the same product for year number four.
And it would be tough financially, but this isn't, you know, we're not talking about Auburn paying $7.5 million out. Like, this is much more reasonable.
Bobby's going to get $48 the next 102 Wednesdays.
And a buffet to CC's Pizza, to coupon to CC's Pizza buffet.
You know, so, like, the figures are a little bit more reasonable. I agree that, you know, I don't like people going back and saying, well, they shouldn't have given him the extension in the first place, because I think last year it was either, if you weren't going to give him an extension, fire him then, because, you know, he would have no legs to stand on going into a recruit's home without that backing, you know, without that support. And I think you had to make that move then, and I think now you have to make that move now. You know, I just don't see how you bring him back. I think it's better than 50-50 that he does come back, that he does get year four. If you look at Mike Sanford, the guy he replaced, he won two games each of his first 3 years. Fourth year went 5-7, which at UNLV, you'll take that. You absolutely,
No doubt. That was a different athletic director, though.
Yes,
and I think Living Good has shown that he wants to win.
Live and Good.
I call him Living Good. It's okay.
I know. I honestly, I wish that was how you pronounce his name, because I just thought it worked better for, oh, yeah, man, he's Living Good.
Yeah, but Jim has shown that he is a guy that won't be as patient as Hamrick was. And that he...
What's your evidence for that?
Soccer, volleyball, you know, sports. I don't know. My humble opinion.
Yeah.
I who knows? He's liked more than Hamrick by the general public.
he definitely seems... People seem to like him more.
There it
goes. I definitely back you up with that.
And I agree. I just don't... Because of the financial reasons, because you have, you know, evidence that maybe year four can be... if you can't beat Colorado State or Hawaii on the road, when, you know, who are you going to beat on the road?
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, breaking down UNLV football's rough, rocky trip to Hawaii to end the season.
And you lost your season total bet because of that. Like 2.5, we were talking 2.5, that seemed like a slam dunk to me.
Especially
with four games to go.
When you factor in they beat Air Force, which you didn't think they would do.
Yeah, no, and they lost games that they should have won that you were, you know, going in, you were hoping they'd start out 2-2, mm-hmm. and then you just steal one somewhere else. But, yeah, I'm just worst secondary in the country, can only beat all running teams. Colorado State and Hawaii, I'm telling you, were two of the bottom five or bottom 10 teams in the country. UNLV went to both places and just got stomped in both games. Just inexcusable.
And I thought that, I mean, I was fooled. I covered the team partially in Ely when you were there, and I thought that they were going to be better. And
yeah, Ely seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it?
Bro, seems just like yesterday I was getting in a fight with the front desk clerk at the hotel.
The Best Western.
Yes.
While Bobby's assistant looked on.
Yes. The thing is,
Kim was there?
Yeah.
And she thought you. And she
thought I was crazy.
And she,
of course
and,
she did.
And she thought you were making a fool of yourself. Little did she know.
Yeah. Here, I think, is the thing that's most disturbing for me is that the last 3 years, typically football teams get better as the season grows longer.
I don't know if that's an indication of a good team.
Well, I mean,
I'd actually disagree. I think bad teams get worse and good teams get better.
Okay, well, I mean, look at UNLV's got bad every year he's been here. They haven't improved.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. I think it's kind of a sign of a bad team or a poorly coached team.
A bad team, and there's this old adage in football that a real good team wears you out by the end of the game. Okay, at the beginning of the game, you're motivated, you're ready to play, your guys haven't been tired, but throughout the course of the game, you start putting in some of your backups to sub out your starters, and you just wear teams out. Well, I think UNLV got worn out, that the players they have that aren't that good, to be quite honest. I'm a Bobby Houck guy. I think he deserves another year, but my one criticism of him, and I've always had the same criticism, is that he needs to go get a guy that he can make a splash with. I've said it on this show every Tuesdays, by the way, at 7 o'clock in the morning. I've told everybody willing to listen, and I know a little bit about high school recruiting. Okay, you could argue I don't know anything about anything else we talk about, but I do know a little bit about high school recruiting. You got to go get a kid in LA that could run, or anywhere that could run. Somebody who's fast and athletic. Cornerbacks are a dime a dozen. And we got five or six cornerbacks that Taylor Byrne and I could go out there and catch an out pass.
I am tall, just a big target. Just
and,
throw it
and,
up.
And I will tell you this, that offensively, while it was great, and even though Sherry struggled down the stretch, I still think he's the guy moving forward.
And he was hurt down the stretch, too.
And they totally deserted the running game. You got to give Cornette the ball until his legs fall off. But I still don't think you have that guy where it's like, okay, two guys on 13, got to guard 13. Where's number 13? Let's go get 13. UNLV doesn't have that. And I don't care. Marcus Sullivan is not that.
No.
He doesn't scare me at all. They need a guy who every time he touches the ball, he could take it to the house.
And you touched on it earlier, or if you just have guys who can guard anybody in the secondary.
Anybody.
Guys who can defend a post pattern. Like that, that sounds simple, doesn't it? It should be at the collegiate level, but they can't do it. You've seen it over and over this year. They get beat by the most simple plays. That it's just, and it's a wonder that they won two games. Although, like we said, the two games that they won were against teams that could not throw the ball to save their life.
Exactly. And if you want to question Bobby's play calling and coaching, and I'm never a big fan of this because I'm not a football coach. I don't understand how it works. But I would think the success Randall had running the ball, you know, Cornette's arguably one of the best guys in the league at running the ball. Why not rely on those guys, give them some carries to give your quarterback, who still is a first-year guy, injured, getting tired down the stretch, not the, you know, total shoulder the whole team on this one guy. Why did they give up on the running game? I don't, like I said, I love Bobby. I think he deserves another year. There's no doubt he's a good guy. But why desert the running game like that?
And I didn't get that at all at Colorado State. And you had a freshman quarterback from California in snowy conditions. You know, it was cold out there. A lot of these guys aren't used to it. And yet they were so insistent on throwing the ball. And it killed them. I didn't understand it at all. Now, I didn't watch all of the Hawaii game because I was still
you couldn't have anyways because it was
blacked
out.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it was like lost signal. That was, I think they were trying to save UNLV fans from themselves on that one. Just tell them, you know, politely nudging, you don't want to see this game.
Perfect indication of the year. We couldn't even watch the last game.
I'm 48-10 to Hawaii. Exactly. Hawaii!
Hawaii's putting in its four-string quarterback.
I keep wanting to say I can't believe that happened, but after they went to Colorado State and lost the way that they did, you know, I'd be lying if I said it shocked me, because at that point I had serious doubts that they could, you know, win that Hawaii game. I didn't think they'd be completely out of it by the first quarter.
Yeah,
but
I'm embarrassed to admit that it did shock me. I was, as you mentioned, in Alabama. I drove from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham that night when the game started. I got my phone out. When it was 38-10, my jaw just dropped. I mean, I just because I know how bad Hawaii is. I mean, you could make an argument they were that worst team. You could make a strong argument they are the worst team in Division 1A this year.
This is something we were talking about in the office earlier then. So now if you know, you could make that argument about Hawaii, and I completely agree, what is that, you know, does UNLV take that title?
I think they're absolutely in the conversation. I know Brewer is not going to like that because last week...
They have to be in the conversation.
Okay, good. Well, I just remember last week you didn't think they should be in the top 10 worst.
Well, that was before this training.
Yeah, okay. I mean, all right, well, I'm glad to see you.
Listen, I'm a UNLV grad. I'm a UNLV homer. I've told anybody willing to listen I like Bobby. Anybody willing to listen to give the guy another chance, partially because of the economics behind it, but partially because... The guy was 80-17 at Montana. He did win, and I don't see why it wouldn't translate over. And
because he can't recruit here, he can recruit Montana. It's a whole different level.
And I've said that he's recruiting similar players from Montana here. But what
if he got all the same guys he had at Montana? He could win here.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to recruit this area. Clearly, to me.
Yeah, No, I'm not defending him. It's a clear problem.
Sounds like you are.
No. I like Bobby. I think he should stay. I'm a fan of, and I'm a UNLV guy. So what?
Here's my
deal. Who do you get to replace him, and where does the money come to pay for him? I told Taylor, and I'm going to finish talking, USA Today, last Tuesday, they had a big thing on UNLV basketball. Yay, UNLV basketball. They're coming back. Tark, everybody loves us. But buried in that, page 10, they had a list of all the college football salaries. Bobby ranks at like 108th or whatever. And unless you pay for what you get, Case, Taylor, you pay for what you get.
But you've defended him.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for, no matter what.
but you've defended him.
Totally defended him. And I like him. And I think he's a very good bargain right now.
At least, what?
Okay, let me just tell you this, though. If you get rid of the coach, you pay him and his staff the 2 years they got left or whatever the contracts are, who do you bring in and how much do you pay him? Are you bringing in another guy that's going to make $250 a year or whatever he makes?
If I buy a chair at the dollar store, I go home and it falls apart when I sit on it. It's not a good bargain, even though it was a dollar.
That chair I bought from R.C. Willie broke.
That probably cost just as much as Bobby Houck.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that who are you going to get? And how much are you going to pay for
it? Well, look, you got to take some shot. UNLV, we realize this is not, you know, a program where you are going to get a big name. You got to take some shots with a guy. That's why I didn't hate the hiring of Bobby Houck. Give him a shot. See if he can win on this level. See if he can win away from Montana where he's proven it. He hasn't. He's failed. I know you have no money. Go on and try someone else like that. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle. My biggest thing is when we brought in the show, you said the boosters are complaining. They say that he should be done. He shouldn't have any more time. If the boosters are so mad, why aren't they putting up the money for this?
Well, I mean, that's where the money has to come from.
How can we not get the money for this? We talk about the Auburn situation. You know why they can pay Gene Chizik $7 million? Because they got guys emptying their pockets because they want a new coach.
What's that show called? Duck?
Something? Duck Dynasty.
A bunch of Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah, a bunch of Duck Dynasty guys are paying to get Chizik out of there. If the boosters are really that angry.
Maybe they can get Chumlee to do it now that he's a season ticket holder at basketball.
Exactly. Just Chumlee could pay the guy out and be fine. Still
sadly, he probably can. Yeah. Like, that dude probably has that much money.
I had said before that if Bobby couldn't get it done here, I don't know if it can be done.
Which is ludicrous. I don't understand that argument at all.
Okay.
I hate that saying. I've heard it so many times,
Why?
Too.
What makes him so different that this is like the last one?
He's won before. Okay.
Not on this level. He's never won on this level before.
Okay. He's never won on this level. But here's my deal. John Robinson was the only guy who came in here, got lucky and won a lot of close games in 2000, had some talented players he brought in because he had that SC name, and brought UNLV to the Vegas Bowl. It's tough to win when you play whatever off campus in a bad part of town, where, of course, I have a house. And
Sam Boyd is not that much of a detraction from this.
Dude, how come only 9,000 people go to the game?
Because they've won two games in three straight years.
You don't think that
if they were a winner, that stadium would have a lot more than 900 people.
I'm telling you right now, you get that stadium on campus, all of a sudden you're going to have money to go out and get somebody that could coach football, and UNLV is going to win.
Does you keep
that stadium down there on East freaking Russell, Taylor and Case, and you know what? You're going to get Bobby or Bobby's brother or Mike Sanford or Jim Strong or whatever bum Jeff Horton that UNLV's had that can't win.
The on-campus stadium would help, but that is not like the thing it would keeping
help.
Them
it would, from winning. It would winning. More than help. It would change the landscape of UNLV altogether.
Well, no, UNLV, yes. The football program, they hope. That stadium is not about the football team. That stadium is about the city, UNLV, no doubt. All that. Football team grabs the headlines because people think stadium, on-campus, and all
you.
That.
I'm not disagreeing
you know.
With you.
But they're only playing, you know, what, seven games there a year.
You get that stadium, and I think UNLV has a chance to be a winner.
A slightly better chance than they have now, yes,
but not that much. We should have my dad in here 1 week because my dad is very opinionated.
What is this, highly questionable?
Yeah, of course. He loves UNLV. He's been here 40 years in Vegas, and he has a great comparison about UNLV and Arizona State, how they were basically – equals.
Yeah, no, that's what in all of the UNLV Now projects, they're basing a lot of what they're trying to turn the campus into and all that on Tempe.
It's tough for me. Here's the problem.
What about like Washington or San Diego State? They play off campus and they don't win two games every year.
San Diego State just won a conference title.
Not dispute.
Why should San Diego State be better than UNLV?
I don't know. Is it going to be sustainable? Do you think it's a flash in the pan?
They usually win like 5-6 games.
They've made bowl
games. That's all that UNLV needs to be able to do.
I think they've made bowl games at 3 of the last 4 years, this 4 is, of the last 5
here's
maybe.
Here's the thing. You guys know me. You're my friends. I consider you guys friends. It's tough for me to talk about UNLV objectively because I have such a passion for the university. I love that we do this show on KUNV Tuesdays at 7. I'm a UNLV guy, and I like football. And I cannot figure out why we can't win. Forget about Bobby and what's going on right now. Look at the grand scheme of things. 3 bowl games ever. Not a winning season since 2000. Why is UNLV not winning? Is it the history? Is it the tradition? Is it a combination of all of them? Why can't Bobby get it done? Why is the new guy going to be able to do it? Is anybody able to do it? And the people out there that are like, Brewer, turn the lights off and close football, make me want to vomit. Football could be, if they get this stadium, could be a great centerpiece for UNLV, a great compliment to basketball.
Yeah, it's a compliment. It's
Duke is never going to be a powerhouse in football. It's always going to be a basketball school. You know, pick another good team that's out. All I want is for UNLV for maybe 1 year to go to the New Mexico Bowl or to be in a meaningful game. Literally, to be in a meaningful game. To beat Reno. How do you lose every year to Chris Ault?
Because he's a better coach.
Apparently, Reno also recruits better. Now, yes. How much of it is Reno, there's nothing to do there except to go to a game and they get a good crowd and their stadium's on campus, right? By the way, Lake Tahoe guy hates Chris Ault, just to let you know.
Interesting.
Yes. Way
to confuse all of our listeners. I don't even know what
that
means.
That was an inside joke. One of our loyal high school listeners who lives in Lake Tahoe doesn't like the Reno coach because he doesn't go up there and recruit Lake Tahoe.
While we're on asides, I flew all the way to Alabama, went to the Iron Bowl just to sit next to some guy from Reno.
Yeah.
Who hates Las Vegas, like everyone in Reno seems to.
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't want to get into the Reno.
We could do an entire 30.
You guys are the reason our state is in debt. That's what he told me.
That's fine.
We're the reason we're not worse in debt too. We're bringing all the tourists.
Yeah, there's 3 people that live in Reno. None of them have teeth. Let's move on. All I'm saying is that Taylor, you're a smart guy. You are a lot more intelligent than I am. Could anybody fix this?
Yes.
Do you think if Jim Tressel came to UNLV, he would make us a winner?
I think he could. Yeah.
You think he could too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it'd be a lot easier for him to recruit because his name's Jim Tressel.
Okay.
Ohio State, shoot, they still want him. They gave him a standing ovation when he was on the field for this last weekend's game. Like,
And Trussell, we trust.
Those sweater vests, kids don't say no to those.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be great.
UNLV sweater vest.
Jim Trussell's probably not much of a quote.
Would he come here for $250?
You couldn't get Jim Trussell out of bed for $250. Like, I think UNLV, if they can get the funds, you know, get booster support, all that type of stuff, 500, if you can make that happen, I think you can get somebody.
Who do you get for 500?
Well, how did Colorado State get McElwain? And who knows if this is going to work out from them? But a guy like that?
That's what I'm saying. I still don't know, because Colorado State did not have a good year with him. But I still think if you can get somebody like that, a high major assistant, that'd be great.
By the way, they're getting a new stadium, just to let you know, on campus.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
maybe that's part of the reason he came.
I mean, listen, say the alumni rallies and they get $500 a year for a to-be-announced coach.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go out and get somebody higher, another level than Bobby? Because I would think for $250 that we give Bobby, and that's just an estimation, that you could get some hotshot assistant to come in here. But for $500, are you going to try to get somebody with experience, or is it still going to go to the same guy? So just because you have this money doesn't mean you have to spend it. And if you do get it, it's got to be a great purchase. It's got to be like a fuel-efficient car that is going to roll for 7 years.
A car? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Ole Miss has been terrible the last couple of years, and they hired a guy that was basically a high school coach 2 years ago, and he's done great things this year.
Why don't we hire Tony Sanchez?
Why don't we hire – UNLV can take a risk. Why don't the next guy be a high school coach? We've got one of the best ones in the nation in town. I would rather see Tony Sanchez coach UNLV next year than Bobby Houck.
Should I text Tony and say, would you take $250 to be the UNLV coach?
Yeah, see what he says.
It would be interesting. I wonder if he would. I would think so. But, you know, I think you need to try something else. I understand if financially it's the problem. But if financials are the problem, then I don't think any of the boosters can complain next year. Because it's their fault that he's still here.
Regardless of what happens, if Bobby returns, there's not going to be one person rooting for him next year.
Except for you.
Except for me.
Yeah, I know it'll be tough because next year, like, they've got some pieces next year with, you know, the running backs are back, plus adding in Donna Smith. Sherry's back. You know, I understand trying not to waste that with a first-year coach, but same thing. Do you want to waste it with, you know, the fourth year that could be the final year for, you know, a lame duck coach?
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. We've got about 15 seconds left on the show. If Bobby stays, what does he have to do to stay for year five? Real fast, Taylor.
Six wins.
All right, well, Bobby won't be the coach in 15 months regardless. You've been listening to Las Vegas Sun Sports Talk. We'll talk to you next week.